Happy Saturday to you and welcome to today's daily teaching. So we've reached the weekend and for a lot of you, you will be able to have some time off from work. And if you're like me, you might actually be working today all day Saturday, but it doesn't matter whether you're working or whether you've got loads of time off. I think it's a really good time of the weekend actually, you know, digest your week like I was getting into do yesterday, look at how things are. More importantly, is put some positive focus. We normally feel a bit uplifted at the weekends because we do have a bit of space and time to breathe. So what I would like you to do today is to look at your goals. So if you missed the goal setting week that I did a number of weeks ago, you can go back through the teachings. It's a good number of weeks, maybe 4 or 5 weeks ago. And I did a whole series of goal setting around that. So I wanted you to just, no matter where you're at in your journey around your goal, whether you're starting off with fresh goals, whether you're in the process of your goals, or whether you just haven't really done anything at all to progress, I want you to think about right now as you're listening to this audio, what are your goals at this point in time? And as you think of those, I want you to think about what you've done over, say, even the last 3 weeks of this month to put any energy, thought, or even action into making those happen. So when you think about that, you can think about the action steps you may have taken and how have they progressed you? How have you felt with those action steps? And if you haven't taken action at all on the goals, there's nothing wrong with that. You can always start today just asking yourself why. Why did the goals not really happen? Did you not have time? Did you not make them a priority? So looking at the positives and not the negatives, but just the things that might be holding you back. The second thing I want you to look at is your goal realistic and is it attainable? So we might have a really long-term, or not even long-term, really big goal that we want to achieve, but we might want to take our time to get there because goals are better done in baby steps. Because the baby steps are more achievable, you'll feel like you're progressing, you'll feel good in yourself, and it'll motivate you to want to continue. For example, if I said to you, I want to lose a stone in a week, that's a massive goal and it's a big feat. So I might be able to do it if I didn't eat or if I would go on at Woodley, like one of these crash diets or something. But realistically, it probably would seem very hard and probably halfway through the week, I wouldn't progress as much as I wanted. If I wanted to say, well, in a week's time, I'm going to have a brand new job and a brand new career, again, that would probably seem a little bit far out there. And when we set goals like that for ourselves, they actually become a little bit too big and too unattainable that we give up halfway through. So looking at the goals, what you've done to progress, what you may not have done that's not helping you progress at all, look at whether they're realistic and attainable. And as I always say, take inspired action. Action that feels good to you. So if you're trying to lose weight, do things that feel good to you. You might like to play a sport as opposed to go to the gym. You might like to go for a walk with a friend. Do that. Eat foods that feel good to your body. Don't restrict yourself. You can calorie count, of course, but don't be like pulling out all these different foods out of your diet that you really enjoy and really want. Other thing might be around your career. Maybe you do want to make changes and you're just like having a clue where to start. So go back to basics. Get your CV out. Even get a piece of paper before you get your CV out and say, what parts of my work to date that I've done that I actually enjoy? What part of life do I enjoy? What are my passions? What are my hobbies? What are my interests? Put them all into paper and see if you can find some trail along there of progressing. Again, it's all baby steps. And one of your baby steps can be just to have a thought, to just think about it. A baby step can be to do what I'm actually talking about in today's teaching. It doesn't matter. When you tick those baby steps off, I'm guaranteeing you will feel motivated, feel like you're progressing, and you will want to continue with your goals. So take today at some point, if you can now when you're listening to this, to think about it, maybe even get a piece of paper out or even later on over the day. And I think it's just really good to focus in on that and where you're going. So I wish you a really good Saturday and I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.